Welcome to the Arts and Antique Radio Show, where your host, nationally recognized certified appraiser Elizabeth Stewart, Santa Barbara's treasure sleuth, will help you put a value on the treasures in your own home.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
So let's find out. How valuable is it?
Hello, 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 Santa Barbara. It's your chantress of everything valuable and beautiful, Elizabeth Stewart. And I have a new favorite acting company, Fractured Actors Theater Company. And they're doing a show August 16th through the 31st called The Speakeasy Prom. And last season, we covered a speakeasy play that they put together that I went to, and it was just so much fun. And I thought we'd take a look at what's going on with Fractured Actors today. The Speakeasy Prom, Never Say Goodbye. And I learned from Jeff Hamm last night that it was not about the speakeasy era of the 20s, but it was about the era of your high school prom in the 80s and the 90s. And how fun is that? Because he sent me a whole bunch of music that was going to be used. And I thought this is such an interesting thing because that was my era too. So a little bit of detail about Fractured Actors. The group is quite interesting. And we want to start with introductions here. On the screen, if you guys could see, and I know we're actually radio, but dear listener, if you could see, I've got wonderful faces before me on the screen. I have Jill Allen with us, who's a veteran stage actress and new to the Fractured Actors Company. She's been in films, TVs, commercials, two feature films that were shot in Ventura, and she's currently filming a comedy called The Heiress being shot in Ventura. She's married to the filmmaker and editor Lee Harry, a mother of two and grandmother of one. And Jill is with us today, and she's going to talk a little bit about her life in the theater, I'm sure. Martha Bangs is here. This is her third speakeasy project, and she's included been included in other projects, in Here at the Wind, for example, Freud's Last Session. And Spencer Frederick is here. He makes his directorial debut in his second outing with Speakeasy after dipping his toes in directing for the Playwrights Festival. He has been in theater for 20 years, and he's done all sorts of interesting shows, Sky Masterson and Guys and Dolls, The Dentist and Little Shop of Horrors, Hortensio and Taming of the Shrew, Mark Anthony, Julius Caesar, and the list goes on. It's very interesting. So Spencer, thank you for joining us. Yes. Alphonse Philippe Mouzon. He is returning to his fifth production with Fractured Actors. He's also been in another speakeasy project, Sam Hammond in the Golden Age, and he actually started acting at age six in the film called Lethal Weapon. Interesting. Worked in commercials, music video for Barry White. How cool! Film projects, he's performed as the Groundlings, and he has a black belt in Taekwondo. Fantastic. Now, Lindsay, you have to help me with your name. Pronounce your last name, Lindsay, for me.
Ruth Roger Nichol.
Okay. Lindsay is here, and so she has actually been on our show before. Beautiful woman. She's going to be in dual roles as Beth and Evelyn. No, she was in dual roles, Beth and Evelyn, and After All This Time, which was the Golden Age, also a speakeasy project. And she's been in all sorts of acting performances through her life, et cetera. She's grateful for her directors for helping her grow in her acting journey. And Alphonse makes life sweeter for her. That's an interesting concept. And I refer back to Alphonse's bio where he says he enjoys baking sweets for his sweetie. Maybe we're talking about the same thing, are we? Maybe. Okay. Nikki Stark. Nikki Stark this is her first performance with Fractured Actors. She's had a passion for acting. She's been with the Lompoc Civic Theater for 8 years. She studied theater at UCSB. and she's been with the public domain players, et cetera. Benjamin Colby Wilson is here. He's dedicated his life to fighting animal exploitation as a vegan. And he's been on our program before. And I've covered him, I think, with a couple of other performances that he's done. Have I not, Benjamin? You've been on the program before, have you not?
Yeah, last time I was on here, we were promoting the play Red.
That's right. That's right. I thought Red was so interesting. Yes, very good. He loves his vegan girlfriend, Michelle, and loves his minimalist, anti-conformist family. And we talked a little bit about his animal rights last time we were on, he was on the program. I remember, and I did go to see Red, and I thought it was really fantastic. I thought you were great, by the
way. Thank you so much.
And first of all, I want to know, who can talk to me about what this Speakeasy Project is all about? Because it's a series. I know it was the Golden Age, and then there was sort of another project that I covered that was sort of an improv situation with you guys. Who can tell me more about what the Speakeasy Project is all about? Any volunteer?
It's usually a compilation of one-act plays that are written by people that are like members of Fractured Actors Theater Company, usually comedy-related, and we usually follow some form of theme. Today, this theme, of course, is going to be prom, but we've had, like, it started off with as a speakeasy project. It was very underground. We're trying to make it kind of secret. You got to get a code to get in kind of thing. We've also done like honky tonk, country style. We followed a lot of different themes, but it's mostly just a fun time, live music, drinks, and shows. It's just really what it's all about.
So this is the 5th annual festival of new plays, live music. And as Benjamin was saying, it's all one act by local playwrights, and the music is from a group called Class Action. What is Class Action? Tell me more, Benjamin. What do they do?
I'm not too familiar with the band. It's the first time I've ever worked with them as a singer, but they have been involved with the Fractured Actors Speakeasy Projects for a while. They just put on some amazing music every single time. They changed the name of their band every single time too. I don't really remember the names last time, but this time they changed it to Class Action, which is kind of following the theme of prom, that kind of school theme. But yeah, they're going to be putting on some classics for this one.
Now, this is interesting because it as Benjamin was saying, it's a very good time for the audience as well. It's performed at Sweet J's, which is the Black Box Theater, and it's theater on Palma Drive in Ventura, and theater at Liminal Ventura, and purchasing tickets can be at fracturedactors.com. But they're encouraging everybody who wants to attend. And by the way, opening night, if you give the code KZSB, you have 50% off on tickets. Everybody who attends is going to be wearing prom attire. So
that's right. We're really trying to lean into that theme, that prom theme. So yeah, we have prom dresses and anything you can wear to resemble that.
Okay,
theme.
I want to start the hour by asking everybody what they wore to their prom if they can remember. I certainly can. So Jill, start me off. What'd you wear to your prom and when was it?
It was back in the 70s, early 70s. And I remember I wore, it was very Gunny Sacks, if you remember that, Elizabeth. It was
very
kind of, it would be boho now. But yeah, I adored it. It probably cost maybe $30 at the time, which was a lot of money. it's funny taking me back now, going through the play that we're doing, the play, the one act is called A Stitch in Time, and it's four generations of women who, are kind of fixing the youngest, daughter's prom dress, and we're all reminiscing about what our prom dresses look like. So, you know, it's pretty interesting.
And that's the play. Did you actually author that short play?
No. A woman by the name of Ginny did. I'm just acting in it.
Because I understand that there's a number of actors that actually did write for the performance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I see Jeff Ham wrote something Eric O'Connell, Spencer Frederick wrote something. Shannon McNallyham wrote something, and Benjamin Colby Wilson wrote something for this performance. Am I right?
Yeah.
I wrote something prior. I didn't write it for this one.
Okay. And Erica and I are, that's Spencer speaking, Erica and I are directing. I don't believe we wrote, I certainly didn't write anything.
Okay, understood. Well, okay, Martha, where's Martha? Martha, yes, what did you wear to your prom?
Well, I went to a few different ones. One last minute one that I had to borrow a dress. I don't really remember what that looked like. And then my mom made my other two dresses for me, and they were very fluffy, lots of satin and turquoise, because that was always my favorite color. But so the two homemade amazing dresses. I wish I had kept them, because they would be priceless to me now. But oh well, I had a great time.
Spencer, did you go to prom?
I did, actually. 2008. I had a choice of a very traditional tuxedo, and I had a choice of tails, hat, glove, and cane. And me being a theater kid, I think we all know which one I went with. And it kind of helps that my date also came in like a 40s style kind of prom dress. So we did not fit our future theme that our school had set out, but we were definitely the best dressed.
You were the best dressed?
Oh, we won that one.
Okay. All right. So then, Alphonse, did you go to prom, and what did you wear?
You know, unfortunately, I did not go to prom, unfortunately. But hopefully this year for this speakeasy, I don't know, maybe I'll ask someone to prom. Maybe they'll say yes. I don't know.
Okay. And so what are you performing in this production?
Me, I perform a music teacher by the name of Stuart in the one-act play called An Education. That was written by Miss Shannon McNally-Ham. She's an amazing director, and I love working with her.
And so can you tell us, and without giving any spoilers, can you tell us what the action is, that what's going on in that as
sure,
your
yes.
music director?
Well, yes, I'm a virtuoso piano teacher teaching this child, and she may or might not be a very violent pianist. So you have to see what happens, what transpires when she and her music teacher kind of butt heads.
Spencer, why are you laughing?
I'm laughing just because I have watched this play in question. I watched a rehearsal at one point. I've read the script. And yeah, Alphonse is given like the least spoiler product yet, but it's a funny, funny play.
Thank you, brother.
Of course.
And Lindsay, what did you, first of all, did you go to prom, and what did you wear?
I did go to prom. And back in high school, I was a little bit more sporty, and so I never dressed up. But for prom, I was like, all right, I'm going all out. However, I don't really like the traditional, I don't like things that are too traditional. I like things that are a little bit alternative or offbeat. And so I looked and looked, and I finally found this dress that was a traditional A-line, but it just had all kinds of crazy, like zebra and silver spirals. And it was a lot of fun to dress up for a night and be a little bit more of that character that was different than my usual high school persona.
You know, it's a kind of don't forget what you wore and who took you and what you did. I know it's, and Nikki is here. Nikki, that's your first experience with Fractured Actors. What did you wear to your prom?
It wasn't very exciting. I wore a Ross black dress. I'm actually more excited for my prom dress for the speakeasy project this year. Although it's similar to what I wore to my actual prom in some ways. Same color anyway.
Say again, Lindsay?
I said she's absolutely stunning in it.
Thank you.
And so what? So you're in the. So tell me a little more about the play, Nikki. That you're wearing a you said a black gown.
Yeah, a black gown. It's kind of 50s style for this one, and satin. It's very pretty. About the play itself, it's two girls who are meeting up after their prom, and a lot of very interesting things happened there. So they're kind of decompressing after the fact.
Alphonse, you wanted to say something, I think.
No, I know the play, okay. So I'm not, it's a very, like Spencer said about me, it's very like covert to not give anything away. Good job, Nikki.
Thank you.
And then Benjamin, did you go to prom?
No, I made it a point not to because I was
somehow I knew that.
I was very aggressively anti-conformist, and I wanted to be. I just was very ignorant and very angry, and so I made it a point. I was like, I'm not going to prom. I'm not going to be like the rest of the people. And I had a girlfriend at the time who was like, can we please go to prom? And I was like, you can go. I'm going to stay home.
Nice. Well, Richard, are you there?
I am.
Okay, you got to chime in here. Did you go to prom and what did you wear?
Well, first of all, let me just speak to the anti-establishment or antisocial. That group is growing, so you're going to have to find another category for starters. I was going to say that what happened at the prom in, that I went that was at my high school. I walked into the gymnasium from the rafters. They poured this real thick red Kool-Aid all over me, and I ended up out in the parking lot setting fire to all the cars. And then I realized that was the movie Carrie. I did not go to my prom because at that time I didn't have a girlfriend. So there you go. And I wasn't going to go stag. I was not antisocial. I was anti-bully. So so I was protecting myself.
You'll be pleased to know that that theme is very much carried into Lindsay's play.
So. Okay. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. So I have to say, so I went to prom in a powder blue dress my mom made for me, and it came from such a conservative family. It was very conservative. It was, you know, covered up to here, no cleavage at all, and then short cap sleeves, kind of an umpire waist, and a full just skirt straight down to the bottom, you know, showing absolutely nothing. And I thought, this is terrible. And of course I didn't say anything to my mom, but I was pretty good with the sewing machine myself.
So gee, that's what I used to wear to school.
It was very conservative. It was sort of like, you know, that absolutely nothing about it said anything. It was just powder blue cap sleeve straight dress and to the floor. And so I got a hold of some pinking shears, cut a slit right up the front all the way to the navel where the waistband started, and then trimmed the waistband and the sides of the slit with embroidery. I stayed up all night embroidering the darn thing. And then I made a pair of, wait for it, you people that are younger than I am, I made a pair of hot pants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, which is very...
Oops. I'm sorry, Elizabeth, I muted you. Apologize. Accidentally hit a button. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Okay, so then I made a pair of hot pants to go underneath. And that's, for those of you who don't know, a pair of very, very short shorts. And so the whole attitude of the dress completely changed. So I think I was the only one in the prom that had sort of flaps of fabric with hot pants. And then I thought, I really need really high shoes to go with this to, you know, show off the legs. And so I don't think mom got a chance to take a picture. I don't think she even saw.
It almost sounds a little ABBA-esque, you know, their outfits.
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah. Well, when we get back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about what these various characters think and what they do in the play. And just another shout out. This is the Speakeasy Project, and I really admire fractured actors. They're so different. Everybody's vastly different in age and background, and but they seem to have a great time together and come together and do fun stuff. August the 16th through the 31st. And if you give the code when you actually go for your tickets, and you can get your tickets at fracturedactors.com or Facebook on Fractured Actors Ventura. If you mention Hazy SB, you'll get 50% off the opening night tickets. And Richard, let's go to quick break. When we get back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about what's happening in the various performances. Turn that down. Be back in a minute.
Este tango que es burlón y compadrito, si a todos alas la ambición de mi suburbio. Con este tango nació el tango y como un grito salió del sórdido barrial buscando el cielo.
Welcome back, it's Elizabeth Stewart, and we are speaking with members of the Fractured Actors Theater Company. They're doing the fifth in their series of speakeasy shows. And you might say, well, what are those shows? Well, they get together and either they write their own one-act plays or they find really interesting one-act plays and they produce the one-acts in sequence throughout the evening. But it's a themed evening. This theme for the performance is the 16th through the 31st of August. This is the prom night theme. And it's prom from the 80s and the 90s. And, you know, things that we kind of don't want to remember, but they're seared in our minds permanently. And there's the theme is carried through to the audience. So they, as Benjamin was saying, they're really leaning in on this. They want you, if you're going to come, to wear your prom attire and wear your prom dress, wear your prom tux, come to the theater. It's in the Sweet J's, which is a black box theater located on Palma Drive in Ventura. And it's just a number of interesting and fun, and there's drinks and there's laughter, and it's going to be great. I've been to one of their performances and I highly recommend. The energy is so high, and it's such an interesting theater company because everybody's so different in age, in shape, I mean, ethnicity. They're just all so different and so also talented. You know, I think the last performance I covered of yours, I think the oldest performer was in her 80s and the youngest was a teenager in the company. So yeah, it's remarkable. Spencer, I wonder, since you're directing, I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about how the choices happened. How do you choose who's in? How do you choose your plays? How do you go about casting? Go ahead, Spencer.
Of course. Usually with our process, what I've always loved about Fractured Actors is when we hold open auditions, they are open auditions. Everybody is welcome in. We want as many people to come out for these as we can. And for a lot of us, we have like a list of characters. We have an idea of like vibes that we want given off of these auditions and the like. And we just try to go according to that. One of the big things is scheduling. I think that was like the one of the big factors when it came to us picking who gets cast and what. And I can't even imagine the web chart that our producers had to put up just to get just to figure this all out. So props to them for everything there.
And your producers are who?
Now I will need some more, I will need some clarification on this part here. I know, obviously Jeff and Shannon Hamm are, two of the front runners of this. Who else am I missing out on?
If anybody, Erica Connell would be the other.
Right. Of course.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so I've been communicating with Jeff about the various performances, So he's a producer of the show and the organizer, and Erica Connell as well. I emailed her a number of times. So yes. Spencer, now how, and this is a strange question, but you've had 20 years experience in the theater and you are directing, and this is your directorial debut. Is it your debut? And the second time you've performed or been with, I should say, Fractured Actors. So how is it different between acting and directing for you?
I would like to say that it has been like a clean thing from acting to directing. But for the last thing that I helped direct in the 25 and a half hour Playwrights Festival, I ended up having to act in that play. And again, for this one, I am directing, but also having to act in there. I will say, as far as the change goes, I've been acting for 20 years, and I mean pure acting. I've been on stage. I am useless around lights, all of that. So for me to do this on stage work for 20 years and finally do something new has really been a shot in the arm. It has been a breath of fresh air that I have needed in my acting career. And it's been extremely fulfilling.
So you think you'll continue with directing then?
Oh, I know I will. I know.
So now I'm going to ask you something that maybe it's going to be a hard thing to answer, but you know, you've been around theater for 20 years. Now you're directing, and you've helped cast these shows. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're looking for something in specific when you're casting the shows. But I guess my question would be, and people, you can all chime in on this. Spencer, how do you recognize talent?
How do I recognize talent? It is one of those things where I really do feel the moment you walk in and say hello, we kind of got an idea right from the get-go there. A lot of what I look for personally is that confidence that I am here to entertain you, kind of feel to it. That's what I personally look for. And I have a feeling for every other director, it's different for what they recognize as talents. For me, it's enthusiasm.
If I could add to that.
Yeah, please, Benjamin. Yes, there's Benjamin Will. Yes.
Thank you. I was going to say that we accept all talent levels too. We definitely look for that confidence. As Spencer said, it's obviously very key. But for the most part, we'll take someone who lacks confidence as well, because Fractured Actors is really open to taking all ages, all talent levels. Anyone who, if you've never done theater in your life, come aboard. It doesn't matter. If you've been doing theater for 20 years, like Spencer, or Alphonse has been doing, you know, things behind the camera too, we'll take all levels. Seriously. We just want as many people a part of our group as possible. We just want to keep expanding. This play alone, I think, has like over 50 people in the cast. This includes the band and the actors and everything. This is the most we've ever had in this play. And that's because we've opened ourselves up to all talent levels.
Well, and Lindsay.
I was gonna say, I mean, we have so much experience and talent in the group of people that are even speaking to you right now, but I am someone who, I enjoyed Fractured Actors. I went to their shows because I found them on a Facebook ad and I thought that they put on great productions. And I had always wanted to be a part of theater, but had not done it. And I went to an audition for the Speakeasy Project last year, and I got cast in a part opposite Alphonse and Spencer. So I've worked with both of them in that capacity. And the company really embraces people who want to come in and learn, want to co-create. There's so much experience to learn from. And now I'm working under Spencer as my director and continue to learn and grow. And it really is a community and a very supportive and creative environment to be in.
You know, that's marvelous to hear, because I am. So my experience with theater is I came through set design, and what they call verisimilitude. So, you know, I'm an appraiser now, but when I was working, I worked for ACT in San Francisco, Dallas Theater Center, and I worked for a number of theaters across the country. And they would hire me to do the set design for period plays. So if you were doing Ibsen, for example, they would hire me to find the correct Biedermeier furniture, correct period art, correct period tableware, for example. And my experience with theater, especially at ACT in San Francisco, Actors Conservatory Theater, the director was a famous director at the time. Bill Ball was his name, and Bill would give notes, you know, at midnight, for example, after rehearsal was over, and he would say, "Elizabeth, I don't like this piece of furniture," and you know, we'd have the next rehearsal, for example, like at 10 in the morning the next morning. "I don't like this piece of furniture. Go out and find me a different piece of furniture by tomorrow at 10. "Well, what am I going to do? I mean, basically, it's midnight. But it was, you know, he was the director and you did not question. And so I had like in the old days, we used to say a Rolodex full of contacts where I could find things. And so I would get on the phone and try to find a piece of furniture for this guy, you know, at 1 in the morning. And usually I was able to do it, but yeah, it wasn't like Ben is describing a collaborative, fun effort. It was top down, you know, like you're going to do this.
It's incredibly, it. Yeah, I want to add to that. We are very, very collaborative. We don't really put one job on one person. We all kind of carry the weight together and we all advance and grow together. We want to teach everybody how to do everything in theater. I started as an actor and now I'm writing and directing, and now I'm doing all different kinds of things with Fractured Actors. Alphonse started as an actor, he's directed a play. Spencer started as an actor, now he's directing a play. Everyone has done their own fair share of things in theater, and we're all learning together.
And Jill, you know, you're a veteran. And you've been in many, many stages, film, TV, commercials, etc. You're currently filming a comedy in Ventura for a feature film. And what do you think now that you're performing with Fractured Actors? Is the theater company different for you than any theater company you've worked for?
Every mode of acting, whether you're on television or movies or stage, they're all different modes of acting. None of them really are exactly the same. So one thing that's wonderful about theater is that you have the time to explore characters. You have a rehearsal period where you can try things and do new things. And, you know, if you're shooting a movie, you show up on set and it's like, okay, here's your lines, do your lines, and then that's it. You know, you don't have the rehearsal process. You don't really have, you know, the depth and the delving into characters that theater does. So it's been about 10 years since I've done a play, and not through lack of wanting, it just, this kind of fell in my lap and I was like really excited to get back into this mode. But the film that we're doing now, we've run, like the Fractured Actors Company has their group of creative people. We found a creative community in the Ventura area that are filmmakers. And so everyone's kind of working together with the process of, you know, like I'll sit there and I'll do not only acting, but makeup and wardrobe and hold the boom mic. And, you know, we all collaborate and do things together, which is, it just makes it fun. You know, we're not in this to be famous or make money. We're just in this because we love to be creative. And, you know, that's been my experience with the Fractured Actors too. It's like everyone has been so terrific. My first experience, hopefully not my last.
Oh, I'm sure. And you know, Richard's giving us the time. We've got to go to quick break. And I have a treat. And Jeff actually emailed me that he has asked Nikki and Lindsay to perform a page or two from the short play that they're in called After the Laughter. And Lindsay and Nikki, is that all right for you to do that when Alphonse, thank you. When you get back from the break, can you do that for us?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Richard, let's go to quick break and then we'll have a treat performance by Lindsay Rediger Nickel and Nikki Stark. Don't turn that dial. Back in a minute with Fractured. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart. I'm talking with a number of wonderful actors from the Fractured Actors Theater Company. Their show is The Speakeasy Prom, and the subtitle is Never Say Goodbye. We have a special treat. Jeff has arranged for two of the actors to present a little something from the play that they're in called After the Laughter. May I introduce Lindsay Ryderger-Nickel and Nikki Stark? Go ahead.
All right.
Do you think people will talk?
Like our peers or?
I mean the town, I guess.
Troy the janitor, maybe. Mary Snyder almost caught him on fire. She bounced off the walls and started running around like a person who's on fire.
Batted her away with his mop.
He did.
He wasn't even trying to help anybody, which I thought was...
endearing?
Yes.
I'm sure he was in shock.
He seemed to be enjoying it. He giggled.
You heard him giggle?
I was so... I could hear a pin drop.
Or a pig's blood drop.
Anyways, that's why I spared him.
Because he giggled.
Because he laughed at Mary Snyder while she was engulfed in hate fire. Also, I needed a witness. Someone to tell the story.
Troy the janitor is mute.
Through signage, then. He can sign what he saw. The story will be told.
Thank you.
What is excellent, guys, and what is the play exactly about? After the laughter. So it's something that happens after something, right?
After prom. Lindsay's character has gone through a lot, and my character, Sarah, is meeting her at the diner after what went down, something very violent and fiery.
High school is an emotional roller coaster, and we cope in different ways. And this is this play is very much about these two best friends processing their reactions, learning how to handle those emotions and the repercussions that ensue.
Okay, excellent. And thank you guys for that short little performance. I appreciate that. And I was amazed because you turned into teenagers. I really got that impression. You completely turned it, even the eyes, So I appreciate that. I have to ask Alphonse a question. Alphonse, turn yourself off of mute. And I want to know, I have always admired Barry White. And I understand that you did a music video for Barry White, amongst many other performances. And tell me what that was like. I've always thought he was remarkable. And on YouTube, you can watch some of his very old performances where he's got, the huge bow tie. Tell me more about Barry.
Yeah, Barry was awesome. He's very, he's a legend, obviously. Barry White is the man. And my dad was a musician as well. He was a very well-known drummer. So I think that's how I got the connection to be in one of his music videos. It was a place that maybe in L.A., and it was like a big warehouse building. And he was there doing, his own, work on camera and whatnot, getting his close-ups. And I remember just waiting around and waiting around. It's kind of like the hurry up and wait. And then the scene that I was in, we were all in a conga line. And because my father was a well-known musician and percussionist and composer, he had taught me and my younger brother the drums. So we were playing the conga drums in this long line of almost like a conga line on top of the roof. It's a very happy, upbeat type of song. And I just remember they were like, be happy, you're dancing, you're happy, happy. And so we were just going around and dancing, and I was playing my drums. And yeah, it was a good time. It was very fun, didn't seem like work. I've always liked acting and never felt like work to me. I always felt fun. My parents never had to pressure me to do it. I was always willing and able to act and be in whatever I could be in. So yeah, so it was a great experience.
Thank you for that. I just was interested to know. And you started acting in the original Lethal Weapon film at the age of 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. I was 6 years old. I got that part, and it was one of the best experiences of my life, meeting Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. I didn't know who they were. I didn't know that he had done Mad Max or The Color Purple. I just knew that these were two guys doing what I want to do, and they were super cool, took pictures with me. And I just had a fun time on set. It was hot. It was in July. Supposed to be shot during like Christmas time, so I was in a sweater and just heavy clothes in like August or July in LA. So it was very hot. They blew up a house. Real house got blown up. And the heat from that, I just remember the heat from across the street was so intense. But yeah, it was one of the best experiences of my life.
And Richard, you're telling me what now? What are you saying? 5 minutes to go. Okay, and no break. Okay, I have a question for Martha. And Martha, you are in your third speakeasy project, and you were in a show called Freud's Last Session. That's one of my most favorite plays. And I wonder if you could tell me just a little bit about that. I love that play. I've seen that play. Gosh, I saw that at the Geffen, actually. Tell me more about that play.
That was a very special production, and I was just starting out with Fractured Actors. That was one of the first things I did, and the way it was set up was super amazing because they did it in the round, and I know you've met Karen. Karen, that was her directorial debut, and she did an amazing job, but I was actually kind of an add-on character because they wanted it to be immersive. So they added on artworks that would have been relevant at the time that maybe Freud would have owned. And so they had artworks around the room. So when people came in to find their seats, we were the docents, like talking about the art and explaining the history and what the art meant and why Freud owned it. And so that was my character. But it was one of the highlight productions that I've been in, just because even though I had a very, minimal role in it, it was really impactful. The story, the message behind it, and then just the way it was set up in the round, it made the audience feel like they were actually in that room with them. So it was very, very cool. And one thing, if I can backtrack just a little bit, I want to say one of the special things about Fractured Actors is that it is kind of a melting pot, especially like with the speakeasy, because everyone is welcome and everyone has a part. And I just love that about our community.
And I just want to give another shout out that is the performances about your prom. Everybody remembers it. It's the Speakeasy Prom, Never Say Goodbye, August 16th through the 31st. This is in Ventura. I'm happy to say that I've been to the theater. It's Liminal Theater. It's called Liminal Ventura, and it's named Sweet Jays. And this is Never Say Goodbye, and tickets are available at Fractured Actors. It's a fractured with a D on the end, fracturedactors.com. And this goes on from the 16th to the 31st. And it's fun. They're asking that everybody come in their prom outfits. And there's fun music, and there's going to be obviously a lot of one-act plays. That's all good times. And I want to actually ask Nikki a question. Nikki's been with the Lompoc Civic Theater for the past 8 years, and she studied theater at UCSB. And Nikki, you've had some experience in very educated circles in drama, UCSB, for example. And how is this experience with Fractured Actors? How is this different, for example, from a university performance? Oh, okay. Anyway, Nikki, we'll do that when we get back from from another session. But I want to just say thank you to everybody. Thank you for being here, and good luck with the show, the Speakeasy Project, Never Say Goodbye, about your prom in Ventura. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.